Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
And welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer joining you live from Rogers Place. It's a game night, Battle of Alberta, seventh preseason game for the Edmonton Oilers, who are going with an NHL-laden roster against the Calgary Flames. This is Oilers Now. It's brought to you by our title sponsor, World of Spas. Bob Stauffer at Rogers Place. Brendan Escott, big part of the show. You'll be hearing him during the course of today's games. And our two technical producers, Derek Scott and Kellen Kennedy. Reed Wilkins coming down the pipe with the face-off show today at 5:35 from Studio 99. Coming up momentarily, we'll hear from Oilers head coach Jay Woodcroft, along with the best player in the world, Connor McDavid. At 4:10 today from the NHL Board of Governors meetings, courtesy of our friends at the Horses and Horse Racing Alberta Daily Faceoffs, Frank Saravalli. At 4:35 for Legacy Heating and Cooling, it was great seeing Steve and Bobby and the gang from Legacy here last night for the Edmonton Oilers Partners Draft. Jack Michaels and myself had an awesome time with a bunch of the Oilers staff and all the great, tremendous supporters of the Edmonton Oilers that we've had over the years of that draft. It's a fun event. John Shannon, our NHL insider for Legacy Heating and Cooling, at 5:35 and at 4:35 and at 5:05 today, courtesy of Abe's Door Service from NHL Hockey and Rogers, also at the NHL Board of Governors. We have two of the most plugged in men in the business on the show on the same day. Elliot Friedman, 5:05 today. Here's how you get hold of us. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. The River Cree, don't miss Randy Bachman live at the River Cree Saturday, October the 14th. Get your tickets now at therivercreeresort.com. Therivercreeresort.com. Excitement, bet on it. I want to mention to you, you can win and work your way in to an event coming up Saturday night at the River Cree with yours truly and Oilers head coach Jay Woodcroft. Stay tuned during the course of today's game. You can also find us on Twitter at Oilers Now. Me personally, Bob underscore Stauffer, Brendan Escott at 2E's Escott with 2 T's. Show Twitter account again at Oilers Now. I think we have around 40,000 Twitter followers on our Oilers Now account. And you can text us, Ashley Fine Floors, text line 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted. 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Could see the Oilers' top two lines going tonight. Connor McDavid, Evander Kane, Connor Brown, Leon Draisaitl, Ryan Nugent, Hopkins, Zach Hyman. McDavid, Draisaitl, and Hyman played in Seattle. Nugent Hopkins centered, Kane and Brown in Vancouver. Fully expect Dylan Holloway and Raphael Lavoie play. The Oilers down to 30 players in training camp. Matthias Ekholm, Jay Woodcroft saying yesterday, out right now, expected to be ready to go on a week from Wednesday in Vancouver. Brett Kulak has missed the game in Seattle. We'll keep an eye on him. Should be okay. Ryan McLeod skated hard today. May see him Friday preseason game. Of course, Sam Gagner is recovering from the hip surgery. And that is our Oilers Now injury report. It's brought to you all season long by James H. Brown. We had a good time with those guys that were here last night as well. Nathan and Ryan and the gang from James H. Brown. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com as we head into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear. Excited to announce their women's only workwear store now open, located four doors north of their Direct Workwear location, Gateway Boulevard. Find out more at womenswearwear.ca. Connor McDavid had these thoughts on the Oilers' final two preseason games.
Yeah, we'll see how it
I think we're in a good spot. You know, we've handled everything that's kind of been thrown our way here at camp, and I feel like we've, you know, our game's starting to see things that we want to see out of our game, and like I said, we were in a good spot. Good chance these not last two to put it over the top.
All right, so basically the Oilers in a situation where they're carrying three goaltenders right now, 11 defensemen, and 16 forwards. They're at 30 skaters left in training camp. Jay Woodcroft was asked today, is tonight the last look for some players?
Yeah, we'll see how it shakes out. I think important game for a lot of people here tonight. We're getting to the point like where exhibition games are really running out here. So the opportunity to make a continued impression for some, you know, it's running out. So you got to make good on it. I think that's a good thing. And usually in those type of situations, you see people's best, and that's what we're going to need tonight.
4-11 in Edmonton. You're listening to Oilers Now. Game day down here in Ice District. The Oilers and the Calgary Flames. The Oilers 3-2-1 in preseason. When we come back for the horses and horse racing Alberta from the NHL Board of Governors meetings, Frank Saravalli. Leon Draisaitl coming off a 52-goal, 128-point season last year. Not even in the top 40 of actual salaries for this upcoming season. Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer in Ice District, Rogers Place. The Edmonton Oilers and the Calgary Flames tonight. We're going to head off to the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. And welcome back to the show, Daily Faceoffs. Frank Saravalli for Horse Racing Alberta. Experience live standard bed racing Friday and Saturday at Century Mile Racetrack and Casino. For more information, head to thehorses.com. Hello, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm good, Bob. You know, my one regret from my trip in Edmonton was that you didn't get to take me out for dinner.
Well, part of it has to do with when the show's on, Frank. It's on at 5 to 7, my man. So, and you know,
trust me, I know. I'm living it with you Mondays and Fridays usually.
Yes, you are. So thank you for reworking your schedule. By the way, Board of Governor meetings are where?
They just wrapped in New York. I like literally just got out of the world famous, very loud and smelly Lincoln Tunnel, crossed back over into the country of New Jersey. And, it was a rather uneventful meeting, in the sense that no hard news, but, certainly, some business updates, budget projections, revenue, all that stuff that, was shared with the board today.
All right, so biggest takeaway, salary cap related for next year?
Yes, for 24-25 season, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said that he projects that it will be climbing to somewhere between 87 and 88 million. There is a clause in the Memorandum of Understanding that limits where how much the cap can go up, but it's seems like something around 87.6 is what that formula would call for.
All right, so that's 4.1 million more. This year's at 83.5. Now, is there any concern over the breakup of the regional television packages in several of the Sun Belt markets, which don't, you know, like you're obviously aware of the fact, Stu McDonald from the Oilers organization, their chief revenue officer, coming on the show in the summer, the Oilers had the third best regional TV numbers in the entire National Hockey League. Only Montreal and Toronto had better TV numbers regionally than Edmonton. And, you know, obviously in hockey in Canada, it's number one, but in some of those Sun Belt markets, I mean, you're in Philadelphia. That's hockey's still a big deal in Philadelphia, but some of those markets, it's the fourth, fifth, or sixth sport. Is there any way that the death knell, that is the Sinclair Broadcasting Group and those regional deals with Bally Sports, is there any way it can undermine growth in the cap?
I think there's some mild concern about it, not really as much as there once was. And I think part of the reason for that is the sense that a lot of people are getting is that Bally Sports will be picking and choosing which markets they'd like to continue on serving. So they've done that with some other sports already and wow, sort of pried off the ones that don't make business sense to continue as they restructure through their bankruptcy. But the league doesn't seem overly concerned, and in fact they're looking at a test model of the Vegas Golden Knights, a story that's sort of been well under the radar this summer and off season. Coming off of a Stanley Cup, the Vegas Golden Knights don't have a regional TV partner. They are direct to consumer, and it's $70 US for the entire season. You get every game, and it's produced by the team with their own staff, and it's sort of the way of the future or wave of the future, depending on how you look at it. It'd be really interesting to see what their numbers look like in terms of converting. You can also pay by the game, $7 a game or $70 for the season. And will that be enough to hook in hockey fans, or would you want, coming off of a cup win especially, to have it be more accessible?
You know what I'm doing right now? I'm multiplying about 150,000 times 75. What do you think that equals?
I'm not very good at math. They told me there would be no math in this job, which is why I did it. What's the answer?
I'd have to pull up the calculator. Reed's going to do it for me right here.
Reed is way sharper than both of us.
Yes, we know that. Give me $150,000 at $75 per. No, it'll be 112. Well, yeah. So 150,000 times 75 bucks. Yeah, 150,000 times 75 equals. It'd have to be more than that. Yeah. Yeah. No. Well, I'm trying to think of if a team was to take that on. I mean, like the Vancouver Canucks, Frank. If I'm not mistaken, they got $70 million on a 10-year extension per year.
Per year, right.
For Rogers Arena.
And now the Oilers and Flames and everyone else are saying, hey, Rogers, we want some of that.
If you're Edmonton and you've got Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, and the Vancouver Canucks have missed the playoffs for seven of... It's this simple, Frank. I don't care if BC's got a greater population. The Oilers have a better... first of all, they've got a better product. Canucks have missed the playoffs seven of the last 8 years. It's the fans here are just way more entrenched. You know that. And the TV and radio numbers bear that out. So why...
Yep.
Right? So it's that is going to be... I mean, I can't speak for Calgary, but I can certainly speak for Edmonton that I think there's a compelling case to be made, to say the least. So we'll have to wait and see on that front. All right. Now, there was an update or not an update on the never-ending 2018. What's going on there?
There was not an update, and Gary Bettman said that he will take no further questions on it when he was asked about it today. He said, when I have something to share, I'll share it.
That's interesting.
But I'm very surprised at how long it's dragged on. And my understanding is, and sort of behind the scenes, what a lot of people seem to be whispering is that the London Police Service seems to not want to continue on any further with their own investigation.
All right. Well, it's a story that, unfortunately, we're continuing to have to follow, and you just wonder whether or not it could be potentially impactful down the road on a couple different fronts. So it's your information is the London police are probably going to end the investigation then.
Well, that seems to be the thought, is that, you know, they've had enough time to look into this now and haven't really moved the ball down the field. I don't know if that means that they haven't received the cooperation that they need, or that they don't believe that there's any charges merited. I don't know what the answer is, but it's clear to me from talking to people that the league just hasn't really gotten more from the London Police Service. Their own investigation has been more or less done, and they're sitting here waiting, saying, well, we can't really, if they're going to do something, we need to all be on the same page.
Right.
And that hasn't happened yet.
Frank, you wrote a piece about Connor Brown and an offer he couldn't refuse.
Yeah, it was great to catch up with Connor Brown when I was in Edmonton last week. I think he's such a fascinating story. I think he's right there at the top of the list of candidates for comeback player of the year. I know the season hasn't started yet, but to talk to him about the sort of dark place that he was in last year, dealing with that, adjusting to, for a guy that has been a horse in this league, his first 5 years in the league didn't miss a single game. He was like four games in, November 1st, has surgery on the ACL. He's in a city the last year of his contract, pending free agent, probably knows he's not coming back. How do you fill the time? And he filled it by saying, if I can improve on the ice because I can't skate, what are some little ways I can get better? He said, I watched a lot of hockey, I crushed Netflix series, and I reinvented my diet. So I thought that was interesting to hear, that he basically used that time to spend with his wife, who was pregnant at the time, meal prepping, cooking. That's how he filled his day. That's how he got by when he wasn't at the rink rehabbing with the Caps. So now he gets to the summer, and he went to dinner with Connor McDavid, heard the pitch, And he said, as soon as I heard what Connor McDavid laid out for me, that's sort of when I knew right then and there that that's where my future lied with the Edmonton Oilers. And in a lot of ways, when the best player on the planet is trying to recruit you and you know him so well, pretty damn hard to say no. It's an offer you can't refuse.
All right. Frank, I'm going to put you on the spot here. The Nashville Predators ended up claiming Samuel Fagamo from the LA Kings.
Yep. He
scored 27 goals a year ago in 63 contests. We've talked about Brett Murray in the past, played at Penn State for Guy Gadowski. He's been with Buffalo. He was placed on waivers today. We're having this discussion, and I'm going to throw this out there in the Ashley Fine Flores text line. The Edmonton Oilers have Raphael Lavoie, who needs to clear waivers. Lavoie scored 25 goals in about 65 games. He's 6'5", not a six-footer. He has a little bit of bite. Do you think Raphael Lavoie will clear waivers if the Oilers put him on waivers?
No, I don't. I think with some of those traits that you just mentioned, I think there's a curiosity that exists.
Yeah.
Incidentally, in the teams that I've talked to the last few days asking about some of the waiver pieces that have been out there, a lot of teams, though, seem to be overrun with forwards.
Yep.
And are really only looking at defensemen on the waiver wire and don't really have much interest in taking on a forward. That said, I don't think Lavoie would make it through. And I'll go one step further. I think Lavoie is actually in a pretty good spot to make this team and at least give him a little bit of runway before having to make the decision.
Yeah. You wouldn't have heard this, but before the game on Monday, I was like, at some point here, we need to see Lavoie play with some better players. And in the third period, Jay Woodcroft put Dylan Holloway and Connor McDavid with Raphael Lavoie. And Connor gave him a wide-open look, high slot, and he passed back to Connor because he didn't want to be too selfish. But I kind of, you know, I got to tell you, I would not, if it's me, I wouldn't claim Murray and lose Lavoie. I'm kind of with you. I'm of the belief, I had this conversation with somebody else, and he brought up Fagamo with me from the Kings, and I'm actually surprised he got claimed.
I'm not.
Yeah, well, you know.
Look, going back a few years, Samuel Fagamo was one of those guys that a lot of people seemed to be pretty high on, doing the core four exercises that I did every year with Craig Button. He was one of the guys that if you were looking at the Kings, like, hey, this guy might have a little something.
Yeah, and you can text us on our Ashley Fine Flores text line, 780-496-0063. Do you risk losing Lavoie, or do you keep him as the 12th forward? At this stage right now, I keep him as the 12th forward. Go ahead, Frank.
No, I think you've invested time in developing this kid. It's the same thing that I would say with what the Ottawa Senators just went through with Lassie Thompson and then putting Jacob Bernard Docker on waivers. Like, you need to manage your assets appropriately and, you know, try and be as risk-averse as possible. The second that Brandon Sutter decided to hang him up was a huge opening for Lavoie, and to not to like oversimplify it, but you were kind of looking at Lavoie or Adam Ernie, and I don't like, to me, not a knock on Adam Ernie at all. I just like you take the younger guy that you've invested all this in and see what happens, because you could always find an Adam Ernie later.
I'm with you. Frank, we're going to have you on again on Friday. Thank you for rescheduling and joining us on the Wednesday edition of Oilers Now.
I wouldn't miss it.
There you go. That is Frank Saravalli for the Horses and Horse Racing Alberta. Experience live standardbred racing Friday and Saturday at Century Mile Racetrack and Casino. For more info, head to thehorses.com. We're going to head off to a global news weather traffic update with, I believe, Randy Kilburn's got it for us. And when we come back, John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.